Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy.
Yeah.
Our friend Trisha McCorkle is joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hi, friend.
Good morning, my friends. Thanks for having me.
Vice President, Marketing and Communications for the TD Garden, oh, by the way.
And I feel like you're one of the first people we met when we moved here.
I remember the same. You guys came in for a Bruins game.
Yeah, I love that you're still there, we're still here, and we can still work together. I love it.
The Bruins are still there.
Let's get it.
Everyone's still here.
The season is almost underway. We've made the ice, and we're ready to have a preseason game this weekend.
Woo-hoo.
I was texting with Trisha the other day, and I was just saying, you know, if there's anything going on at the Garden, please let us know. And she's like, well, as a matter of fact, there's a big celebration. You guys are getting ready to celebrate 30 years since they rebuilt the Garden, obviously, back in 1995.
Right.
So you're celebrating 30 years. Dan, do you know who played the opening 30 years ago of the new TD Garden?
Wait, what do you mean, like a musical act?
Yeah, it was a concert.
Yeah.
No.
Trisha, do you know?
R.E.M.
It was R.E.M.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow,
that was
how
our
cool
first
is that?
Show.
And so you guys are going to be doing something pretty special for the 30th anniversary, the 30th birthday, if you will.
Totally. Yeah.
So tell us
about
that.
So we're having a very special celebration this year at TD Garden. It's our golden birthday. Do you guys know what that is when you turn the age on the date?
Oh, right.
So TD Garden turns 30 on September 30th, and we're kicking it off already because we couldn't wait to get the party started. So I want to make sure that everyone goes to tdgarden.com and enters into our Golden Birthday Sweepstakes. There's amazing prizes to be had. We're giving out 30 $300 Garden Gold cards, which you can use at TD Garden or at the Pro Shop, get all your gear ready for the season. And then there's 3 grand prize winners that this prize will kind of knock your socks off. So 3 people will each win 2 Boston Bruins bench seats. So you're right on the glass in between the benches. 2 Boston Celtics VIP level seats. So you're going to be down on the floor seeing these athletes like up close and personal. And then 2 floor tickets to a concert of your choice. And you know, we have so many shows coming up. We've got Lady Gaga for 2 shows, Ariana Grande for 3. So we just have a lot going on. So we're really excited about this contest. We will announce the winners on September 30th on our birthday. But it really is the season that we're excited for everyone to share their memories of 30 years at TD Garden. Like, you guys, what's your favorite concert or events that you went to at TD Garden?
Singing the national anthem there for me.
I mean, Kennedy, that's incredible, right?
Yeah.
Like, and that's what we always talk about. It's like, it's a place of community where we really come together. Your national anthem was absolutely incredible. But remember, too, when we all sang together after the Boston Marathon? These moments of coming together and, you know, really being the heartbeat of the community down there in the West End. We know how special the TD Garden is. And 3 decades, like, it's wild to think how many memories were at Boston Garden, too.
Yeah.
And reminder, that building was there 30 years ago and it had no AC.
It sure
like,
didn't.
It's kind of bizarre.
It sure didn't.
It is. What they have done around that building is just incredible. I remember when we first moved here and I would come down to see you guys for whatever was happening. And there was that little dirt, you know, entrance and a parking lot right there that we could park in. And now it's all these big, beautiful buildings. It's become an epicenter right around the TD Garden. It's just incredible.
It is. It's an entertainment district.
Yeah, yeah. I want to ask you, too. I know you guys have a couple of community things you're doing. You're giving $30,000 back in a community donation?
Yes. Community Work Services is just an incredible organization that's across the street from us down there in the West End. They do job training and employment programs for getting people back into the workforce. So we are so happy to give them a $30,000 donation. And the other part is calling all artists. We're launching our third house artist program where you can submit your artwork. We did theme it out this year to celebrate the three decades of TD Garden. So any artists are asked to apply, go through a whole RFP process that's on our website. And the artwork we've been able to display outside the TD Garden, and we also use it as like part of our artist gifts. So when, like, you know, Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga, people come to town, we try to use that artwork and kind of give them a custom gift to remember their time here at TD Garden and in Boston. So really hopefully that people will get involved there. But it's all on our website, tdgarden.com. Enter the contest and then find out all of the great, you know, things that will be coming up this 30th season.
It was so awesome to have you on the show.
It
you
really was.
Are, well, you, I guess, and the TD Garden are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
I love that. Thank you, guys. Thank you for spending all the goodwill and good news. We all need it in this time, and we hope to see you this season soon.
Definitely will. Thanks, Trisha. And if you want to find out more, go to tdgarden.com/30sweepstakes. Have a great day, Trish.
Thanks. You too.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So Ed Sheeran has announced the North American leg of his Loop Tour. Tickets will go on sale a week from today at 10 a.m. But, friends, you can win them all next week right here. 920, 1220, 320. I just wanted to let you know that.
I believe those are called tickets on the 20th.
They are indeed. Carson. So that's pretty exciting. I'm excited for him. He's doing two nights at Gillette, 25th and 26th of September of next year.
Of 2026.
So the tickets go on sale in a week for a show in a year. Saturday Night Live returns on October 4th. Kicking off season one will be Bad Bunny as host. Doja Cat making her musical guest debut. The following week, Amy Poehler will host with Role Model hitting the stage for the first time too. On October 18th, Sabrina Carpenter will do host and musical guest. And then, of course, this comes after we've had a little bit of a shakeup in terms of some people that we, you know, have seen on the stage for a long time not coming back, like Ego Nwodum and Heidi Gardner and stuff like that. So that's happening. That's exciting to see.
I like when the musical guests also host, if they are good. There have been a few that have not been great, where they do double duty.
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter's going to crush it.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think she's just hilarious. And she has so much, and she makes fun of herself so much.
Right.
Already. Like, she knows that the pearl clutchers are out there, and she told him not to be one. You know what I mean? So I think it'll be fun to take a little, you know, she can have fun with herself, I guess.
I was surprised that Bad Bunny wasn't the host and artist as well. But, you know, I think he's funny, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Taylor Swift teased us all with a quick 10-second clip showing her going behind the scenes for a mysterious project.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, but she was, it's very clear, it's something behind the scenes for Life of a Showgirl. She put out, you know, like every week she puts out something else for you to purchase. And this week it was the cardigan sweater in that sort of orange color.
Right.
And so she was wearing the orange cardigan and you saw her kind of behind the scenes. This is all that it plays.
Dun, dun, dun. Ooh.
So people are thinking that perhaps it behind the scene of her directing the video for whatever's going to come out next, because we know she's done that a bunch and she's quite good at it. So that promo is set to an instrumental of her song Gorgeous. So the cardigan box set comes with the sweater and a standard CD copy of Life of a Showgirl. And since it's Friday, I got some new music. You want to hear it?
Yes.
We got the Miley, Lindsey Buckingham, Mick Fleetwood. Here's that.
What's the name of this?
It's called Secret.
Oh,
it's so decidedly Fleetwood Mac. I love it.
Yeah, it's cool.
And the Aerosmith Youngblood here is a bit of that.
What's that one called?
My Only Angel.
That sounds really good, actually. His, like that.
He is in such good voice. Yeah. And man, we thought we weren't ever going to hear him again.
Yeah, that sounds really
so
good.
So I got to tell you, it brings me great joy. And that's
you
what I got.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't going to win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Ingrid from West Roxbury.
Good morning.
That is the vibes we need this morning. Let's get it.
It
all right. Kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, can you please do the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Five trivia questions, all pop culture things. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. You tie. That's a loss for you, and Kennedy is now over. In that soundproof studio, question number one, Chrissy Teigen says, Ozempic is a miracle drug that pulled her out of depression. Who is Chrissy Teigen married to?
John Legend.
Taylor Swift mentioned she's working on Funfetti sourdough. So the company that has a doughboy as a mascot has created a limited edition Funfetti sourdough bread mix. It'll be available online Wednesday. Name that company.
Pillsbury.
Jimmy Kimmel's reportedly looking for a way out of his ABC contract, and of course says, a source says, he wants to guest star on The Late Show. Who hosts The Late Show until the end of this year?
Stephen Colbert.
This week's new music releases include Cardi B, Nine Inch Nails, and this artist whose 1997 breakthrough album Surfacing featured songs like Building a Mystery, Adia, and Angel. Name the artist.
What was the second song you said?
Building a Mystery, Adia, and Angel. Name the artist.
I don't know.
All right, and question number five. During the making of Apollo 13, the director passed out and peed his pants in front of Kevin Bacon. Who is the director of Apollo 13?
Oh, is it, goodness, what's his name? Oh, Ron Howard.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That was a really good pull. That was a good pull, Ingrid. That might get you the win there. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Whoa.
Ingrid got four out of five correct.
Okay.
Woo!
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen says Ozempic is a miracle drug that pulled her out of a depression. Who is her husband?
John Legend.
Tied at one. Question number two. Taylor Swift mentioned she's working on Funfetti sourdough, so the company that has a doughboy as a mascot has created a limited edition Funfetti sourdough bread mix. It'll be available online Wednesday. Name the company.
Pillsbury.
It is Pillsbury. 2-2. Jimmy Kimmel is reportedly looking for a way out of his ABC contract, and a source says he wants to guest star on The Late Show. Who hosts The Late Show until the end of the year?
Stephen Colbert.
Tied at three. Question number four. This week's new music releases include Cardi B, Nine Inch Nails, and this artist whose 1997 breakthrough album Surfacing featured hits like Building a Mystery, Adia, and Angel. Name the artist.
Sarah McLachlan.
Yes, Sarah McLachlan with new music. 4-3. Question number five. During the making of Apollo 13, the director apparently passed out and peed his pants in front of Kevin Bacon.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Who is the director?
Apollo 13?
Yes.
Oh.
Thought this was a great question, and Ingrid
Did
got
Tom
it right.
Hanks
yeah.
Directed? No. Tom Hanks.
Ron Howard.
Oh, right. Duh.
Ron
how
Howard.
How did I miss that?
4-4 is the final score.
Well,
great job,
done.
Ladies. Tough questions.
Yay.
Good answers. Ingrid, you don't get the money, but you did win yourself a pair of deck passes to be on that bachelor party cruise with reality TV royalty. Chris Harrison, Ben Higgins, and Wells Adams. They will be taking the stage to share stories fans have been waiting for. You can buy tickets at citycruises.com/live, but you're going for free. You enjoy that show.
Yes,
okay?
I am.
Woo! All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
What a vibe.
This is Ingrid from West Roxley, and I came in second place.
Yeah. Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mac?
I got nothing.
If you missed CBK today, go to Mix1041.com. Can't beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845. And now, play at 945 for the chance to win $1,000. It's 1K CBK. Only on Mix1041. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix1041.
1041.
617-655-1234. You can call or text into the studio. We want to know what you are up to over the weekend. Again, 617-655-1234. Producer Dan is actually out today. So tomorrow, you know, Lana is a small business owner. She owns an embroidery business called Boston Bell. And they're doing something in our neighborhood, Kennedy. It's like a...
pop-up shops?
Yeah. So it's like supporting other local businesses in the neighborhood. Which, I'm going
to
tell you, being a local business owner is probably harder today than it has ever been before in our time.
Mm-hmm.
Competing against these behemoths,
it's easy to buy stuff without walking out your door.
You know, these companies that are overseas that are selling inferior products at such a cheap price.
Yeah.
It's tough to compete. So I just love this
they
are supporting. So she's going to be at a business. It's called Natural Glow Tanning.
Okay.
You know, so it's a tanning place in the neighborhood. And she's going to be set up with the embroidery stuff.
Oh, cool.
And then I think there's going to be, you know, kind of stuff all over the neighborhood supporting other small businesses.
Market, and you can check things out.
Right. So anyway, that is happening this weekend. And then on Sunday.
Give it to me.
Got an invite going to the Patriots game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, me and Barrett are going with another dad and his son.
So it's a boys' day?
It is. We'll be going down there for the game. And we're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, the Stullers. Going to go right up.
Aaron Rodgers.
Them Stullers, you know.
Yeah, Yin's going to have some.
Yin's going to have some ICPs before you drink them, before you go down there right up. I got to tell you, that's the best thing I got out of dating that guy from Pittsburgh was just getting the.
That's so good. Phelim is from Beverly. Good morning, Phelim.
Good morning.
What are you getting into this weekend? What do you got going on?
So, I'm a gluten-free content creator. And I'm small, but I got invited to a gluten-free pop-up, like an invite-only thing in New York. And I didn't think I was going to be able to make it because I'm moving back into school today. Okay. But we have to drive through New York, obviously. So we had to wake up early in the morning, and we're getting our taste buds ready.
So you're in the car right now, headed to New York to do this pop-up?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that is so cool. So what is your handle on social media? How can we find you?
Feed Me Fay, F-A-Y.
F-E-E-D-M-E, and then F-A-Y, Feed Me Fay. What are you on, TikTok, Instagram? Where are we at?
I'm on TikTok and Instagram. Instagram does a little better than TikTok, though.
Okay, Feed Me Fay. And it's all about your journey in that world?
Yeah, I'm trying to bring a little bit of humor and stupidness to the community. Because
I'm looking at one here where he ate gluten on the 4th of July, and if you're not a gluten person and you go and eat the gluten, it hurts.
Yeah.
I am loving everything about this. I just gave you a follow, my guy. I love it.
I'm going to
do that. I appreciate it.
All right, have fun at the pop-up.
Yeah,
have fun at the pop-up.
Him.
You know, next thing you know, Feed Me Faye is going to have a million followers.
I hope so.
And yeah, hopefully he won't forget about us. So if you're gluten-free, go look him up on social media. Feed Me Fay, F-A-Y. Let's see. Harry the Puppeteer, good morning.
Good morning from Waltham.
Hey.
You got any shows this weekend?
I do. I have two shows. I'm going up to Southern New Hampshire for the Southern New Hampshire Ukulele Festival. Mm. And it's a fundraiser for this group called Ukulele Kids Club, where if kids are in the hospital and they have a lot of time to heal, we provide them with ukuleles.
I think we've talked to them in the Good Vibe Tribe.
Yeah, I think we've had them on the show before.
Or something very similar to it. I love that.
Yeah. So I'm on the team on Sunday. So I'm heading, Saturday, I'm heading up to New Hampshire for that on tomorrow. And then on Sunday, I'm back in Massachusetts, and I have a show in Watertown at the Mosesian Center for Arts at 1 o'clock. And Good News Gus is doing his thing and singing and dancing. And I want to focus him more into helping, finding ways for kids to deal with some of the issues that they're dealing with and how to self-regulate and get back to good. So I'm kind of using Gus as a vehicle to keep kids on track, you know?
I love it.
Wow, that is so good. You're doing the good stuff, Harry.
You are indeed.
Harry the puppeteer there. Thanks, Harry. Have
such
a great weekend. Let's see. Lorraine is from Grafton. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning.
What are you up to this weekend?
This weekend, I'm going to the Blue and Green Walk at Polar Park in honor of my daughter.
Okay, aww. So tell us what's going on there.
Oh, it's a walk for New England Donor Services where donor families and recipients walk and raise money for New England Donor Services.
I think that's wonderful. It's such an important thing, and it's something you don't think
it
about
is.
Until
we
you
need to
it.
Spread the word.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to spread the word.
Tell us about your daughter. What's her name?
My daughter's name is Megan. She was 27 years old when she passed. She was a victim of a murder-suicide. She was an RN nurse at St. Vincent's Inn at UMass Hospital. And she was able to get on the respirator and until they found she gave her heart, her liver, and her two kidneys to different people.
Oh, wow. What a gift.
So this is my way of giving back for what she has done.
And it's at Polar Park tomorrow?
Polar Park tomorrow in Worcester. And anyone can join. It's just a $25. You get a T-shirt. They do different games. And it's just a great way to show everybody, you know, to get out the word about organ donation.
Absolutely.
Well, Lorraine, thank you for sharing
Megan
with us.
Thank you so much.
Wow. That was nice of her to open up about that. That had to be
100%.
Hard. Heather from Ashby, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys? We're doing good. What are you up to this weekend?
Well, this weekend on Sunday, I'm bringing my daughter for a practice photo shoot at USA Models in Charlestown.
Okay.
I didn't know we had USA Models in Charlestown.
Supermodel.
Let's
work
do
your
it.
Girl. Do your thing.
Well, I do pictures of her all the time. So right. She's got the practice, and she really wants to do modeling. So I finally just sent in something like a submission, and they got back to me, and now we got something going on Sunday. It's going to be like a 4-hour shoot. They're going to do her hair and her makeup, and she's going to be in front of the camera and practice. So
oh, that's awesome. We'll keep us posted on how it goes, okay?
Oh, I will.
All right.
Have a good
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text us here in the studio. We want to know what you are getting into, Kennedy. I want you to meet my new friends, Tegan and her sister, Emily. Good morning, Tegan.
Hi, friends.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Tegan, how old are you?
I'm 10.
And how old is Emily?
11.
Okay, and what do you got going on this weekend?
Tomorrow I have 2 hockey games. Oh,
wow, that's a lot of hockey in one day, kid.
Yeah.
What position do you play?
I play left wing.
obviously.
Left wings. Does that mean you score a lot?
She's not a player.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. And Emily, what are you doing this weekend?
On Sunday, we're going apple picking.
Oh, it's apple picking.
It is.
Season.
We are in our fall era. It is time.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tegan and Emily, where do you two go to school?
Rising Tide's at a public school.
Okay. Well, you guys have a great day at school today.
Have a great weekend.
And have fun at hockey and have fun apple picking, okay?
We will. Okay, thank you.
Bye, friends.
Bye.
My uterus.
Just.
It doesn't feel things often, but.
Just the best. 10 and 11 years old.
So cute.
Sisters.
So cute. I love it. Mm.
B-Side from Gloucester. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Don't you want a little 10 and 11 year old girl at the house with you?
No.
What are you doing this weekend?
So Saturday, I'm going to the Apple Festival in Boxford and going to see all the wonderful crafts that everyone got. I got a mug 2 years ago that I am obsessed with to this day, still use it daily. And last year I got birdhouses, so I'm going to see what I'm getting this year.
Can't wait.
And Sunday, I am meeting up with my breast cancer walk team for a Patriots viewing party. And I am also interviewing a previvor for October's podcast for Alicia Unleashed. So
yes!
I am just getting all the things done. Oh, yeah, and also pre-calculus. So, you know, there's that.
There's always that.
Yeah, don't go ruining the weekend with the math stuff.
She has to, because she is a woman that does not stop.
Well, have a great weekend, B-Side. Amanda's from Paxton. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
What are you into this weekend?
So me and my best friend are going to Walt Disney World this weekend. I'm very excited.
Are you bounding or are you just wearing clothes like normal people?
What? Oh, we're bounding. You
know, what are we bounding, bounding as? What are we bounding as?
I'm Winnie the Pooh and she's Piglet.
Carson, bounding, if you are above a certain age, you can't wear a costume to Disney. You can't, as an adult, wear a costume into Disney because they don't want it to be confusing, right?
Okay.
So you can do what's called bounding, which is you're dressing in the appearance of. So maybe like, you know, if you're Winnie the Pooh, you might wear like a cute yellow shirt and some red shorts and like some Pooh ears or something.
We are so cooked.
We're not cooked. I think it's awesome. I love it so much. Do you follow Dear and Darling on Instagram?
No, I don't think so, but my best friend probably does. She follows everybody.
They are the Disney adults you need in your life. The wholesome content that just brings you joy.
Okay, absolutely. I'm going to go give them a follow.
Are you taking kids?
Why would you do
no,
that?
No, it's just the two of us. And this will be her first time going without her kids and my first time going ever.
I love it. Have so much fun, and I want to know all about it when you get back.
Thank you.
I am the most invested Disney adult that will never go to Disney. I can't even tell you.
You know, and I have probably been to Disney 100 times.
Yeah.
And I love Disney World.
Yeah.
It is such a special place in my heart.
No, I agree.
For taking my kids and my family and all of that. But the whole getting dressed up and the bounding, that's a new one.
It's not new, but I think,
I didn't say it was new. I just had never heard that term before.
If you can still keep that childlike joy amongst, you know, in your brain and your spirit, why not?
I get you.
You're not hurting anybody else.
We got a text. I wasn't able to get them on the phone, Kennedy, but from the 508, I'm starting off my weekend by getting a mammogram. Isn't that exciting?
There's two of you, I think.
Yeah. I just love when my tatas are squished like flapjacks. However, considering two members of my family have had breast cancer, it is really, really,
it is a
really
small price to pay, my friends.
It is.
You can do it. Congratulations. I'm proud of you.
They also said they're in her husband are going on a motorcycle ride called Ride 22 happening.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, so there is that as well.
You can't beat, Kennedy.
What?
Because you suck at trivia, you see. You won't get any more than two.
Could
you get more than you? That's why you're going to lose. For sure,
Kimmy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru dealer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Carrie from Billerica.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure, Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you, too, but you won't need it.
5 pop culture trivia questions. Answer more of these right than Kennedy, you win $100. She is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. The record on the big board, Kennedy with 6,272 wins, only 459 losses. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Stefan Diggs, who just announced a baby on the way with his girlfriend, might also have a 5-month-old kid. He wants proof that it's his, though. Who is Stefan Diggs' girlfriend?
I have no idea.
Question number 2. Kenan Thompson is producing a remake of the 80s slasher classic Sleepaway Camp with the original writer and director. The Kenan and Kel TV show aired on which network?
Nickelodeon.
This company, who verifies if cars have been in accidents or not, now warns that fall is the most dangerous season for driving. Can you name the company?
Safeco? I have no clue.
Question number 4. Harrison Ford was reportedly livid when he lost at the Emmys and left immediately after his name wasn't called. A source says he told friends he'll never attend the ceremony again. Which TV show is he a star on right now?
Oh my God. This one I do know. I don't know. I can't think of it.
Okay. And question number 5. So-called sources say Adele has been approached about playing the Super Bowl halftime show. In 2024, it was Usher. Who performed in 2023?
Was it Kendrick Lamar, maybe?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Nice job, Carrie. I know you were just sacrificing yourself for the Shawn Mendes tickets for your kids, and I appreciate
that. Yes, definitely.
What are your kids' names, Carrie?
Samantha and Chloe.
How old are they?
They're teenagers. They're 19 and 20.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is going to be huge for them. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Carrie, who was taking one for her daughters, got 1 out of 5.
Two.
Let's
go. It wasn't a 0.
That's my girl.
All right, these are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Stefan Diggs, who just announced a baby on the way with his girlfriend, might also have a 5-month-old kid, but he wants proof it's his. Who is his girlfriend?
Cardi B.
Yes, Cardi B. Curious if she'll be at the game on Sunday. 1-0 question number 2. Kenan Thompson is producing a remake of the 80s slasher classic Sleepaway Camp. I don't remember that
one,
Kennedy. The Kenan and Kel TV show aired on which network?
Nickelodeon?
2-1. This company, who verifies if cars have been in accidents, now warns that fall is the most dangerous season for driving.
Leaves are slippery.
Can you name the company?
Can you, the first sentence again?
Sure.
That does what?
This company verifies if cars have been in accidents.
Carfax?
That's right. Show me the Carfax, Kennedy. 3-1. Question number 4. Harrison Ford was reportedly livid when he lost at the Emmys and left immediately after his name wasn't called. And a source says he told his friends he will never attend again.
Harump.
Which TV show is he on right now?
I don't know. Shrinked?
Shrinking.
Bah.
Shrinking. 3-1. Question number 5. So-called sources say Adele has been approached about playing the Super Bowl halftime show this year.
Interesting.
In 2024, it was Usher. Who performed in 2023?
J-Lo and Shakira.
I believe it was Rihanna, Kennedy. I believe it was Rihanna.
You believe? I would hope that you know. You're the one with the
answers,
my guy.
I mean, but the internet gets stuff wrong, too. 3-1 is the final score.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it does all the time, Kennedy. 3-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. Carrie, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a pair of tickets to go see Shawn Mendes on September 24th or 25th at the TD Garden. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but it seems your daughter, Samantha, and Chloe are going for free.
That's amazing.
Yes. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, my name is Carrie, from Bill Ricka, and I cannot beat Kennedy, but it was worth it.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. We're streaming on the iHeartRadio app. You can catch us on TuneIn. Producer Dan is out today. And just a reminder, starting Monday, 9:20, we do have tickets for Ed Sheeran, who's going to be at Gillette Stadium coming up in 2026. He's doing a Friday and Saturday night show on the 25th and 26th of September, and we will start giving away tickets Monday morning at 9:20. Let's get to Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
And now, it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject, and we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is, Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
Drop me an email if you have an idea for Kennedy's Impossible Parody, Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com. Hey, Carson, I was both laughing at and commiserating with your wife, Lanny, yesterday when you guys were talking about the weighted vest. I did the same thing. I saw all the moms in the neighborhood wearing one, so I thought I would get one and ended up with back pain that had me eating Advil like candy. The trends of it all. Ken Kennedy do a parody song about it. Sitting here with my ice on my knees, too embarrassed to give you my name.
I love this so much.
What did you do, Kennedy?
So I took Vanessa Carlton's 1,000 Miles, and this one is called Half a Mile.
I got one of those weighted vests for physical fitness.
She's trying to keep fit. Saw a lot from the shop on the TikTok. Everyone has one on. She thought it'd be fun, so she ordered one and then she took a walk. Now she's in pain. Seems inhumane. And so we wonder if it's trending on Instagram. Why do we need it in our hand? 'Cause she only walked a half a mile and now she's suffering tonight.
Yes.
Felt she was strong enough but can't catch her breath. Why is everybody so obsessed? Fryness, bombs, and more. The chutes have gone too far. Why are we acting like we're action stars? Too much of a mouthful there. Now she's in pain. Seems inhumane. And so we wonder if it's trending on Instagram. Why do we need it in our hands? 'Cause she only walked a half a mile. She's on a heating pad tonight.
Yeah, my back is raging, okay? Like, I will tell you who you won't see all over the place with it is Lana.
She is the funniest woman on radio.
I got several texts yesterday from friends and friends' wives who heard Lana on the show and said the same thing. So crazy story yesterday. I was out running around and I called Lana. I was like, hey, I'm going to run by the Packy. You need anything? And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm down at Whole Foods. I threw my weighted vest on and I walked down to Whole Foods. I was like, you did what? She's like, yeah, I thought I would try it one more time. I don't know what's wrong.
You don't have to look like everybody else. I said what I said.
I know.
But I just got two more things from the TikTok shop yesterday, so it's fine.
If you have an idea for Kennedy's Impossible Parody, please.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Drop me an email. Do not text it. We like to keep it a surprise from Kennedy. You can email me. It's Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Ingrid from West Roxbury.
Good.
That good morning.
Good morning. That is the vibes we need this morning. Let's
yes,
get it.
It
all right, kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, can you please do the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Five trivia questions, all pop culture things. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. You tie. That's a loss for you, and Kennedy is now over. In that soundproof studio, question number one, Chrissy Teigen says, Ozempic is a miracle drug that pulled her out of depression. Who is Chrissy Teigen married to?
John Legend.
Taylor Swift mentioned she's working on Funfetti sourdough. So the company that has a doughboy as a mascot has created a limited edition Funfetti sourdough bread mix. It'll be available online Wednesday. Name that company.
Pillsbury.
Jimmy Kimmel is reportedly looking for a way out of his ABC contract, and of course says, a source says, he wants to guest star on The Late Show. Who hosts The Late Show until the end of this year?
Stephen Colbert.
This week's new music releases include Cardi B, Nine Inch Nails, and this artist whose 1997 breakthrough album Surfacing featured songs like Building a Mystery, Idia, and Angel. Name the artist.
What was the second song you said?
Building a Mystery, Idia, and Angel. Name the artist.
I don't know.
All right. And question number five. During the making of Apollo 13, the director passed out and peed his pants in front of Kevin Bacon. Who is the director of Apollo 13?
Oh, is it, oh goodness, what's his name? Oh, Ron Howard.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That was a really good pull. That was a good pull, Ingrid. That might get
Thank you
win there. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Whoa.
Ingrid got four out of five correct.
Okay.
Woo!
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen says Ozempic is a miracle drug that pulled her out of a depression. Who is her husband?
John Legend.
Tied at one. Question number two. Taylor Swift mentioned she's working on Funfetti sourdough, so the company that has a doughboy as a mascot has created a limited edition Funfetti sourdough bread mix. It'll be available online Wednesday. Name the company.
Pillsbury.
It is Pillsbury. 2-2. Jimmy Kimmel is reportedly looking for a way out of his ABC contract, and a source says he wants to guest star on The Late Show. Who hosts The Late Show until the end of the year?
Stephen Colbert.
Tied at three. Question number four. This week's new music releases include Cardi B, Nine Inch Nails, and this artist whose 1997 breakthrough album Surfacing featured hits like Building a Mystery, Adia, and Angel. Name the artist.
Sarah McLachlan.
Yes, Sarah McLachlan with new music. 4-3. Question number five. During the making of Apollo 13, the director apparently passed out and peed his pants in front of Kevin Bacon.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Who is the director?
Of Apollo 13?
Yes.
Oh.
I thought this was a great question, and Ingrid
Did
got
Tom
it right.
Hanks
yeah.
Direct it? No. Tom Hanks.
Ron Howard.
Oh, right. Duh.
Ron
How
Howard.
How did I miss that?
4-4 is the final score.
Well,
great job,
done.
Ladies. Tough questions.
Yay.
Good answers. Ingrid, you don't get the money, but you did win yourself a pair of deck passes to be on that bachelor party cruise with reality TV royalty. Chris Harrison, Ben Higgins, and Wells Adams. They will be taking the stage to share stories fans have been waiting for. You can buy tickets at citycruises.com/live, but you're going for free. You enjoy that show.
Yes,
okay?
I am.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
What a vibe.
This is Ingrid from West Roxbury, and I came in second place.
Yeah.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mac?
I got nothing.
If you missed CBK today, go to mix1041.com. Can't beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845. And now, play at 945 for the chance to win $1,000. It's 1K CBK. Only on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
What?
Cause you suck at trivia, you see.
Just look.
You won't get any more than two.
Oh, cool.
And you get more than you. That's why you're going to lose, but you're a loser.
Kimmy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru dealer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, yep. Say hey to Carrie from Billerica.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure, Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you, too, but you won't need it.
5 pop culture trivia questions. Answer more of these right than Kennedy. You win $100. She is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. The record on the big board, Kennedy with 6,272 wins, only 459 losses. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Stefan Diggs, who just announced a baby on the way with his girlfriend, might also have a 5-month-old kid. He wants proof that it's his, though. Who is Stefan Diggs' girlfriend?
I have no idea.
Question number 2. Kenan Thompson is producing a remake of the 80s slasher classic Sleepaway Camp with the original writer and director. The Kenan and Kel TV show aired on which network?
Nickelodeon.
This company, who verifies if cars have been in accidents or not, now warns that fall is the most dangerous season for driving. Can you name the company?
Safeco? I have no clue.
Question number 4. Harrison Ford was reportedly livid when he lost at the Emmys and left immediately after his name wasn't called. A source says he told friends he'll never attend the ceremony again. Which TV show is he a star on right now?
Oh, my God. This one I do know. I don't know. I can't think of it.
Okay. And question number 5. So-called sources say Adele has been approached about playing the Super Bowl halftime show. In 2024, it was Usher. Who performed in 2023?
Was it Kendrick Lamar, maybe?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Nice job, Carrie. I know you were just sacrificing yourself for the Shawn Mendes tickets for your kids, and I appreciate
that. Yes, definitely.
What are your kids' names, Carrie?
Samantha and Chloe.
How old are they?
They're teenagers. They're 19 and 20.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is going to be huge for them. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Carrie, who was taking one for her daughters, got 1 out of 5.
Two.
Shit
is. Go. It wasn't a 0.
That's my girl.
All right, these are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Stefan Diggs, who just announced a baby on the way with his girlfriend, might also have a 5-month-old kid, but he wants proof it's his. Mm. Who is his girlfriend?
Cardi B.
Yes, Cardi B. Curious if she'll be at the game on Sunday. 1-0 question number 2. Kenan Thompson is producing a remake of the 80s slasher classic Sleepaway Camp. I don't remember that
one,
Kennedy. The Kenan and Kel TV show aired on which network?
Nickelodeon?
2-1. This company, who verifies if cars have been in accidents, now warns that fall is the most dangerous season for driving.
Leaves are slippery.
Can you name the company?
Can you, the first sentence again?
Sure.
That does what?
This company verifies if cars have been in accidents.
Carfax?
That's right. Show me the Carfax, Kennedy. 3-1. Question number 4. Harrison Ford was reportedly livid when he lost at the Emmys and left immediately after his name wasn't called. And a source says he told his friends he will never attend again.
Harump.
Which TV show is he on right now?
I don't know. Oh, Shrinked?
Shrinking.
Bah.
Shrinking. 3-1. Question number 5. So-called sources say Adele has been approached about playing the Super Bowl halftime show this year.
Interesting.
In 2024, it was Usher who performed in 2023.
J-Lo and Shakira.
I believe it was Rihanna, Kennedy.
Ah.
I believe it was Rihanna.
You believe? I would hope that you know. You're the one with the
answers,
my
guy. I mean, but the internet gets stuff wrong, too. 3-1 is the final score.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it does all the time, Kennedy. 3-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. Carrie, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a pair of tickets to go see Shawn Mendes on September 24th or 25th at the TD Garden. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but it seems your daughter, Samantha, and Chloe are going for free.
That's amazing.
Yes. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, my name is Carrie from Billerica, and I cannot beat Kennedy, but it was worth it.
Aww.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Whit from Wayland.
Hi, Whit.
Hi, Kennedy.
We love good alliteration when it comes to
Hi,
our
Carson.
Talents and names. Whit from Whalen. All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. I know you have your husband, Tay, in the car. Is he going to help?
Tay, say hi.
I'm usually no help, but yes, hi.
I love that. All right, Kennedy's gone. Here we go. If you tie, that is, again, a loss for you. Question number 1. Massachusetts is one of only 7 states in the country to ban this at bars and nightclubs. What is it?
Happy hour.
Question number 2. Mark Hamill remembers some clunky dialogue that was cut from the Star Wars script. He says it would have been hard to make it sound like an original and spontaneous thought. Who was his father in Star Wars?
Oh, Mike Hamill was, I don't know, Darth Vader?
Question number 3. Welcome fall, the autumnal equinox. The September equinox, or the fall equinox, arrives on Monday, September 22nd. Who sings the song September?
Oh. Oh, who sings that? Oh,
I asked you first.
Oh, do you remember? Oh, I don't know.
Question number four.
Okay, go ahead.
Saturday at 7 p.m., CNN will air live Farm Aid 40. The performers include Bob Dylan, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews, Kenny Chesney, Nathaniel Rateliff, Winona Judd, and of course, one of the artists who helped launch Farm Aid himself. Who is he?
I have no idea. I'm going to say, who was the leading singer of the Eagles?
Don Henley.
Oh, God. Yeah, Don Henley.
All right. Question number 5.
Thanks for helping me.
The late Adam West would have been 96 years old today. Who did he famously play?
Batman.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Understand you have a lot of birthday celebrations happening this weekend.
Yeah, my nephew, my niece, my brother. It's a lot.
It's a lot. We know what everybody was doing in the early spring in your family. Or actually winter, well, dead of winter, right?
I guess that's disturbing, but thank you for that thought, Carson.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Yeah, hello.
I have Wit getting 2 out of 5 correct.
All right,
sad.
Well done.
So sad.
Oh, no, wait, 3. I got it for 3. She got 3.
Okay.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Massachusetts is one of only 7 states in the country to ban this at bars and nightclubs. What is it?
Happy hour?
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Mark Hamill remembers some clunky dialogue that was cut from the Star Wars script. He says it would have been too hard to make it sound like an original spontaneous thought. Who was his father in Star Wars?
Darth Vader.
Tied at 2. Welcome fall, the autumnal equinox, the September equinox, or the fall equinox arrives Monday, September 22nd. Who sings the song September?
Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Earth, Wind, and
all
Fire.
All of the elements, my friends.
3-2, question number 4. Saturday at 7 p.m., CNN will air Farm Aid live, and the lineup's pretty good. Bob Dylan, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews, Kenny Chesney, Nathaniel Rateliff, Winona Judd, and of course, one of the artists who helped launch Farm Aid. Who is he?
Willie Nelson.
Yes, Willie Nelson.
Oh.
Keep an eye out. My dad's going to be there. Maybe see my dad in the crowd.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you. You're not going to watch Farm Aid on Saturday? Look for my dad. He'll be in the crowd. Probably be in the pit. Think there's a pit at Farm
Aid? I hope not. I hope he's spending his money well and getting VIP seats.
4-2, question number 5. The late Adam West would have been 96 today. Who did he famously play?
Batman.
That is correct. Batman.
Fantastic.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Whit, you don't get the money, but you did win yourself a pair of tickets, a pair of deck passes to the Bachelor Party Cruise with reality TV royalty Chris Harrison, Ben Higgins, Wells Adams, all going to be there, and they're going to be taking the stage to share a story fans have been waiting to find out, to hear. You can buy tickets at citycruises.com/live. Whit, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Whit, and this is
Tay,
and we're from Whalen, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
You sound so pleased by that.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mac?
I got nothing.
If you missed CBK today, go to mix1041.com. Can't beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845. And now, play at 945 for the chance to win $1,000. It's 1K CBK, only on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Driveway and a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Tim from Auburn.
Hey, Tim.
Hi, Kennedy.
Tim is at work today. It's got to be.
Shh. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I know.
We'll keep it real cool.
Us too. We're unfortunately at work too. I get it. Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Tim?
Kennedy, please vacate the studio.
All right, good luck.
Adios, amigos. Amigos. What is it? Amiga?
Amiga.
Thank you. I never took Spanish. I was a French guy. All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $1,000, okay? Kennedy is over in that studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. Sabrina Carpenter will host and perform on SNL in October. What is her latest single?
Manchild.
Is there somebody in the background helping you?
No, I'm outside.
Question number 2. This show, starring Blake Lively and Penn Badgley, premiered 18 years ago today. Name the show.
Pass.
Question number 3. This artist will release a new dance album next year. Some titles of her previous albums include Ray of Light and Music. Name the artist.
Lady Gaga.
Question number 4. Colin Farrell and Margot Robbie play two strangers who meet at a friend's wedding. then find themselves on an adventure when they discover a magical door that lets them relive important memories of their past together. It's a new movie that is out this weekend. Which villain did Colin Farrell play on HBO for a limited run series?
Pass.
Oh, that was a good one, too. Question number five. Bella Hadid is dealing with a Lyme disease outbreak, and apparently it's pretty serious. And apparently Lyme disease stopped her from competing and possibly getting into the Olympics in which sport?
Equestrian.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, Tim. How do you think you did?
Poorly. I'm not good with those pop culture stuff.
It was worth it for $1,000, though, right? See if you can get it done.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Let's see. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
I have
good luck.
Tim from Auburn getting 2 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
These are really tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter will host and perform on SNL in October. What is her latest single?
Manchild.
Tied at 1. This show starring Blake Lively and Penn Badgley premiered 18 years ago today. Name the show.
Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl, yes. 2 to 1, question number 3. This artist will release a new dance album next year. Some titles of her previous albums include Ray of Light and Music. Name the artist.
Madonna.
Yeah, she signed with Warner Brothers Records again.
I saw that.
Yeah. 3 to 1, question number 4. Colin Farrell and Margot Robbie star in a new movie together. It's called A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey. Kind of an interesting plot, too. Two strangers who meet at a friend's wedding find themselves on an adventure when they discover a magical door that lets them relive important memories of their past. Kennedy, can you tell us which villain did Colin play on HBO for a limited run series?
The Penguin.
Yes, The Penguins. Great show. 4 to 1, question number 5. Bella Hadid is dealing with Lyme disease. The outbreak apparently is very serious. And did you know Lyme disease actually stopped her from competing and possibly getting into the Olympics? Which sport was it, Kennedy?
I don't know. Track and field?
Mm. I don't know. Equestrian.
Oh, that tracks.
Yeah. 4 to 2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Tim, I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000, but we do appreciate you calling into play.
That's okay.
You have a great weekend, my
friend.
Yeah.
Thanks. That was fun playing.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Tim from Auburn, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
I love the show. They're real. They're fun. Down to earth.
They're pretty funny. I like that Carson and Kennedy.
It gets me ready for the day.
Thank you for listening to the Carson and Kennedy Show.
Carson and Kennedy, you're great. Obsessed.
If you want more of the Carson and Kennedy Show or missed Can't Beat Kennedy,
I like to try to beat Kennedy.
Check out Mix1041.com or download the free Odyssey app.
Love Mix1041.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.